From APM, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. Following violence in Virginia over the weekend between a number of white supremacist organizations and anti-racist protesters, a website called Daily Stormer has been evicted from several services that keep it online. Daily Stormer describes itself as the world's most genocidal Republican website, and it posted some pretty horrible things about one of the people who died during the violence. Soon after, the domain company GoDaddy said it was effectively canceling Daily Stormer's account and telling it to go elsewhere. Daily Stormer moved to Google, which promptly also slammed the door in its face. We wanted to talk a little more about the business end of putting things on the internet and when the businesses that do it decide or get pressured to take a stand against hate. Eric Goldman is professor of law and co-director of the High Tech Law Institute at Santa Clara University. Eric, thanks for talking.
My pleasure.
Do you have a sense of how this service provider and client relationship existed before this story blew up?
My understanding is that GoDaddy acted as the Daily Stormer's domain host, which is different than the normal type of web hosting we assume, where a service provider provides space on its servers to publish content that's provided by a third party. As a domain host, GoDaddy will simply establish a linkage between the domain name and a set of IP addresses associated with the Daily Stormer's servers.
So what about that do you think is relevant for this story?
First, GoDaddy doesn't actually know what's at the end of the link that it's establishing because that content changes all the time.
Right.
And the second is that GoDaddy doesn't have the granular ability to turn off particularly offending content and let other content continue. It can only establish the linkage or not. And so in order to exercise any remedies, GoDaddy has to kind of pull the nuclear option, the online death penalty. And the more that the people at the perfunctory level get involved with controlling content, the less granular are the solutions and the more likely that we're going to have errors of omission or commission. We'll be taking down content that shouldn't have been taken down or leaving up content that shouldn't have been left up.
What is the way in which this stuff should be worked out?
At minimum, I think GoDaddy should be very thoughtful about how it interprets its terms of service. It might face cheering crowds if it decides to pull the plug on the Daily Stormer based on a very generous reading of its own terms of service. But in the end, I don't think that's what we really want GoDaddy to be doing, acting as, in a sense, the choke point for content. GoDaddy might be making a popular move this time, but next time they decide to exercise that discretion, it might be a lot less popular, and we might start to question whether GoDaddy is actually the appropriate editorial choke point for the internet.
Eric Goldman, he is professor of law and co-director of the High Tech Law Institute at Santa Clara University. Eric, thank you very much.
My pleasure.